This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. So grace is God's favor and blessing upon you. Grace is God's favor and blessing upon you. It's free. God's grace is free to you. And you are saved by grace. Grace is the means by which God saves you. And he's saving you from what? Well, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 tells us. And Paul is comforting the Thessalonians in this letter. And he wants to give them, it says in verse 7, those who are troubled rest with us. We're at rest, and we want you to rest with us and not be troubled when the Lord Jesus Christ is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, with his army of angels coming with him, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God. He's taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who did not obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, obedience to the gospel is to believe. Obedience to the gospel is I believe in what Christ did for me. But he's taking vengeance on those who did not obey that, did not believe in the gospel, rejected it, and they do not know God. Verse 9 says, and they shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. That doesn't sound very good. Who receives that? Those who do not know God, and those are the same ones who have rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ. They shall be punished. I didn't say it, the Bible did. With everlasting, how long will it last? Forever. Everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. You will not be in God's presence, which means you'll be in darkness, because God is light. So when the Bible says that those were cast into outer darkness, it's away from the presence of God and from the glory of his power. So we have been saved from an eternity in a place called hell. And what saved us? Grace saved us. What is grace? God's favor and blessing upon us, freely bestowed, freely given. So God freely rescued us from an eternity, an eternal destination in a place called hell, where there'll be eternal punishment and darkness forever, and he rescued us through his grace. Only God could alter our destination. You could not alter your destination. I could not change where we were going. We were all headed for hell, and none of us could change that. We might change our behavior, turn over a new leaf, make New Year's resolutions, stop doing bad things. None of it would help. None of it would stop the ultimate destination we were heading for. Only God could alter our destination, and only he could do it as an act of grace. He had to operate through grace in order to do it, because we were completely without merit. The only way God could do it is if he did it as an act of grace, because none of us deserved for him to do it. and grace is freely given to those who do not deserve it. So that's the only way he could rescue you, is through grace. No other means. There's no helps program. There's no group that you could join to try to find a way to get out of going to hell. It had to be an act of God. And some people probably told you that in your lifetime. It'll take an act of God to get you to heaven. And that's exactly true. It will take an act of God to get us to heaven. And it did take an act of God when he bestowed grace upon us and rescued us from this eternity in hell. Our part in the transaction was simply to believe. Our part was faith in the message of our rescue. We were told the message of our rescue. Here's how God is going to save you. Okay, I believe it. Jesus came to die for you. Okay, I believe it. Jesus took your sins upon himself upon the cross. Okay, I believe it. My part was simply to accept and believe what he says. And his part was to do all the saving. Faith and then the faith that I utilized to believe the message, to believe the gospel, was a faith given to me by God as a gift as well. In Romans 12:3, every man is given a measure of faith. And we use faith all of our lives for many various things. The atheist uses faith. He says, I don't believe there's a God. He's exercising his faith. I don't believe there's God. That's a faith exercise. Another person says, well, I believe God is short, fat, and bald, and he sits with his legs crossed. And I believe Buddha is God. And he's using his faith to believe in something that's a lie. But he believes it. So we use our faith all the time, all through life. You sat down in that chair and you used faith. You believed it would hold you. You didn't even think about it. You automatically accepted the fact, I believe it will hold me. If you didn't, you wouldn't sit in it. So we use faith for everything all the time. And God's given us faith as part of our makeup, as part of our human makeup. And we can also use faith to believe the gospel when we hear it. So we use faith for things that we cannot see. We can't see God saving us. He didn't give us a purple nose if we're not saved and a yellow one if we are saved. That would be easy. You could just look at people's noses and know if they're Christians or not. There would be a visible sign. We could just look and see, and we would know. We don't have that. We have to believe that I'm saved, that you're saved, based upon what the Bible tells us to believe. And it tells us that God's grace will do an act of divinity and reach out and save us. So by faith, we can know what we cannot see. Faith gives us the assurance and the evidence in our heart that what we are believing in is absolutely true. Do you believe it this morning? Do you believe that you're a Christian? Do you believe that Christ died for you personally? And that what he did for you will rescue you for all eternity? Do you believe it? That's all he's asking. He'd ask that question. If your answer is yes, then God is obligated through grace to rescue you and to alter your destination and to save you from what we just talked about, being punished for everlasting everlasting time in a place called hell. So it's a pretty good deal. Now, in Revelation 3:20, everybody uses this verse, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me." This is a picture of Jesus' availability and faith response. I know Jesus can walk through walls. He doesn't have to wait for me to open a door. But he has set it up, and he's choosing to honor my volition, honor my choosing, and stand at the door and do the knocking. He doesn't have to, but he's choosing to do that. I will stand at the door and knock, and I will knock, and I will knock, but I will not come in until you open the door. And when I come in, I will do, and this he's talking not even, this isn't even about salvation here. This is about, he's knocking on the church door. In other words, people are having church inside and he's on the outside knocking. It's quite a service. He's not involved inside the church at this point. He's outside knocking on the door saying, I wish you would open the door and let me in. I would like to fellowship with you. I would like to interact with you. I would like to be part of your worship service. I would like to be in your prayers. But he's outside and he's still knocking. And I'm standing and I'm knocking. And if anyone hears my voice, it's open to anyone who wants to open the door. And opening the door means I believe, I trust. Faith opens the door. And I will come into him and dine with him, which means fellowship, and he with me. You've got to love Jesus. He always talked about food. But because of the rescue is all of God, and it's all an act of grace, we cannot take credit for our saving. You cannot take credit for your saving. You opened a door, but you didn't do anything to rescue yourself. You just allowed God to save you. He was standing, he was knocking, and he not only starts off our Christianity in that fashion, but he goes all the way through our Christian life in the same way. He's available, but he's looking for faith. He's available, but he's always looking for faith. Faith opens the door, and grace comes in and does the work, the heavy lifting. Your faith doesn't do anything but open a door. Faith doesn't save you. Faith doesn't change things. Faith opens the door for grace to do it. When Jesus told the woman, your faith has saved you, he didn't mean that faith alone without him would have done that, which is how some interpret that to these days. He simply meant, your faith has opened the door, now I can rescue you. So because the rescue is all of God, we never take credit for it, we can never boast, we can never pat ourselves on the back, we can never stand in the presence of God and take any credit for our salvation. Salvation was a gift. Grace did the work. Faith was also a gift. We simply believed what we heard when we heard it, and faith came by hearing it. And salvation was a gift. Verse 9 says, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Again, nobody can boast. Nobody can take credit for any part of their salvation. It is an act of God. Not of works. Salvation cannot be connected to works. Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not justified, which is made right in the sight of God, justified, declared righteous, by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Not be made right with God through the work.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation.